pair of tickets to our movie premiere, 80 for Brady, coming up 6 days from now, January 31st, Edwards Mira Mesa. We have a pair of tickets to give away to go to a movie premiere. I don't know how many people have ever done that in life, and I understand this isn't in Hollywood. It's right here, though. Edwards Mira Mesa. It's inspired by the true story of four best friends living life to the fullest, taking a wild trip to the 2017 Super Bowl. Go see their hero, Tom Brady, play. This is actually in theaters February 3rd. If you want to go, 877. I'm drawing a blank on the number. 844-570-1360. 844-570, right? No, yeah, that's right. 844-570-1360. We still have the old number, even though we're San Diego Sports 760. 844-570-1360. You got a pair of tickets to go to the premiere, where Marty's just being stubborn about this and doesn't want to go next Tuesday. We think she should go because it would make great content, but that's our Marty. Coming up, AFC-NFC Championship games this weekend. Pretty exciting. Pretty good. I mean, regardless of who everybody's partial for, you know, somebody who's not real partial about any of this, I'll take any of these combinations in the Super Bowl. 12 o'clock, it'll be San Francisco and Philadelphia. 3:30 p.m., CBS, the Bengals, the Chiefs. Notable that the Chiefs are home underdogs. Let's say hello to Adam Teicher. It's been a while. Covers the Chiefs for ESPN. Adam's been joining us so long, the Chargers were still in town when we were having these conversations. Adam, it's Darren. Thank you very much.
Hey, Darren. How you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sure your day is filled with this 3-second clip of Patrick Mahomes walking out of a door up into a podium. I saw it on ESPN. My goodness, they were analyzing it just to see if there was anything to detect. What did Dr. Adam Teicher see in those brief moments with Mahomes earlier today?
Yeah, for what it's worth, he's moving around better than he did after the game on Saturday. So maybe that's to be expected, but you know, hey, it's pretty obvious he's going to play on Sunday. Now the question is, how effective can he be? And that's the thing. You know, he threw exclusively from the pocket after the injury the other day. And if that's the Patrick Mahomes we're going to see on Sunday, I mean, he's lost some of that creativity, some of that improvisation that he's got that makes him what he is. But with that said, he did lead the league in QBR when he threw exclusively from the pocket during the regular season. So, he's got a lot to his game. It's just a matter of how much of that he can bring to the table on Sunday. But you know, the Chiefs seem to be confident. He was a full practice participant, which is another good sign. So the Chiefs seem to be confident that he can bring a reasonable amount of what he normally does to the table on Sunday.
Adam, you've seen every snap of this guy's career now through six seasons. You've seen him deal with pain before, various injuries. NFL players, as we know, athletes all across the board, their pain management is certainly part of their story. What have you seen in not that this is exact, right? This is different, high ankle sprain. But is there anything in his injury history, you know, that you would point out that you would think of here as he prepares for the AFC Championship game on Sunday?
Yeah, he had a similar injury. It was the season opener the year the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, 2019. They played, believe it or not, it was against Jacksonville in the season opener, and the game was in Jacksonville. And he had a similar injury then. Stayed in the game and played well after the injury, and then he played the next week and threw four touchdown passes in a game against the Raiders. So, he managed that one real well. I don't know the difference in the injuries, though, from that time to this time. I don't know whether it's hard to compare, hard for me to know exactly where he was with the two injuries, or where he is with those two injuries, certainly he seemed to manage it pretty well the last time around, a similar injury. So that would be the one that you'd look to and say, okay, he sort of handled this the last time around.
Adam Teicher covers the Kansas City Chiefs for ESPN, the AFC Championship game, Arrowhead Stadium coming up. 5 straight years underdogs. What kind of run, Adam, if any, is that getting? I realize it's a focal point, maybe not the focal point. But the idea that the Chiefs, even if it's temporary for a couple of days, are home underdogs in the AFC Championship game, a building that's hosted this game five consecutive years. How's that going over in Kansas City?
Yeah, well, you know, I think a lot of people sort of understand what's going on here. You know, they started out as a favorite, and then the money started coming in after the Mahomes injury, and people said, well, maybe this is not the year for that. So, you know, you got a lot going on there. You got the Mahomes injury. You've got the fact the Bengals really looked good last week against Buffalo. I mean, if that's the team they bring to Arrowhead on Sunday, it's going to be really tough for the Chiefs. It really will, to win this game. And then the fact that the Bengals have beaten the Chiefs. They've all been close games, but the last three games that these teams have played, one this year, two last year, the Bengals have won all three. Now, all three have been close, all by 3 points, and two of them on walk-off field goals, one of those in overtime. But still, the Bengals have sort of had the Chiefs' number. They've outplayed the Chiefs when it really counted at the end of close games, and they've been the ones that consistently made the plays. So I think a lot of people are looking at all that stuff and saying, you know what, maybe the Bengals should be favored here. So I don't think that's an unreasonable thing myself. I feel like right now, particularly given the uncertainty over what Mahomes can bring, on Sunday, the Bengals probably should be favored.
Those three consecutive losses are interesting, Adam, and you've got much better things to do than take a deep dive on this show about the three losses. Because you know, we work with somebody who's a Chiefs fan, our boss, in fact, and we were talking before the show, is this a bad matchup? Is it a bad matchup for Kansas City, or was it consecutive bad results, right? Like something weird happens. Kelce fumbles a football earlier during the regular season, some weird stuff at the end of the first half. I mean, where is it a bad matchup, or is it just consecutive bad results against Cincinnati?
Yeah, I think if it was a bad matchup, the Bengals would have had the better of the Chiefs than just a 3-point win each time. You know, again, two of them ended in walk-off field goals, so I have a trouble seeing that. It's kind of weird it sounds weird, but the Bengals are just the ones who have made the plays. I mean, they have just been remarkable in the clutch against the Chiefs at getting some things done. And the Chiefs haven't been. They've been the opposite. You know, you go back to last year's AFC Championship game. I mean, the Chiefs looked like at the end of the first half, they were ready to put the game away. They're up 21-10, and they throw, rather than kick a field goal, at the end of the half, being in, you know, near the Bengals goal line, they throw a pass to Tyreek Hill out in the flat, and he's well covered, and they don't score. I mean, that's the kind of thing the Bengals have been doing to the Chiefs. The Chiefs have been in place to make plays. They just haven't done it. And, you talked about the Kelce fumble earlier this year. I mean, the Chiefs were leading in the fourth quarter. They were driving to what could have been a score to put the game away, and the Bengals come up with a big takeaway, and they go down and score and take the lead, and that's the game. So it's just a remarkable run by the Bengals, and credit to them. It's not a fluke. I mean, they've not been getting lucky here. They've been making plays. So I can't say it's been necessarily a matchup thing. I think it's just one of those things that have happened.
Right. And was there any convo last week about maybe it would be better for Kansas City to play neutral site against Buffalo and Atlanta, or across the board was it consensus, Adam, that no, we want the AFC Championship game in our building, even if it means the perceived nemesis that is represented by Cincinnati?
Yeah, you know, a lot of fans felt that way just because the Chiefs are 0-3 against the Bengals. But I don't feel like that. The Chiefs necessarily in their hearts felt that way. You know, they've been a pretty good road team under Andy Reid over the years, so going out of town hasn't been an issue so much for them. But there's nothing like playing at home, and the Bengals are the ones that have to, you know, get to the airport in Cincinnati and get on a plane and do all that kind of stuff. And the Chiefs, you know, can don't have to worry about any of that stuff. And so there's something to be said for that. And you know, it's going to be loud on Sunday at Arrowhead. Not that the Bengals can't handle that kind of thing. They can, but it's just there's something about that that I can't – I don't think there's that much of a difference between the two teams where – and how the Chiefs match up against the two teams where it would have made a whole lot of difference. Either one presents a pretty significant challenge to the Chiefs. Well, so I don't think so.
Yeah, it's sorry, my apologies. You know, it's whatever happens here on Sunday, I got to say, I mean, this is what a run. We always talk about windows opening and closing in sports and in the NFL all the time, especially as quarterbacks get paid. Seven straight AFC West titles, five straight AFC championship games at Arrowhead Stadium. What a run. And no real sign, real quick, Adam, on this really slowing down anytime soon, huh?
Yeah, you talk about the window. I don't see it being closing for the Chiefs. I don't care what happens on Sunday. I don't see that happening for them. I think they'll be good for the foreseeable future. You know, that Tyreek Hill trade, they gave them the potential to not only strengthen but lengthen their window to win with Pat Mahomes as their quarterback. They got a lot of defensive players. They needed some young help on defense, and they appear to have gotten it from that trade. So I feel like in the long haul, at least, the Chiefs will be better because of that trade. And hey, if they win on Sunday, you'd have to say that trade is working out exactly as they hoped it would work out.
Adam, as always, thank you so much for squeezing us in. We know you're busy, especially on weeks like this. You've always been kind to the show, and we thank you very much.
Hey, always a pleasure, Darren. Take care.
You got it. Adam Teicher, everybody, Chiefs reporter, ESPN. Yeah, I mean, it is amazing because, you know, in this era where nothing really lasts more than a couple of years, people start getting paid. Go seven straight AFC West titles, seven straight, five straight AFC championship games. What a run. Now, of course, the goober in the conversation is going to go, yeah, but one Super Bowl. What a run that is. That's amazing. Couple shout-outs here before we wrap it up. Thank you again to Adam Teicher. Shout-out to Andy the Beer Man, who dropped off beer before we even arrived here today. Thank you very much, Andy. We do appreciate that. Andy
yes.
the Beer Man.
The Nelson IPA in the West Coast. It's like he's reading my mind.
Where
he knows
it?
All my favorites. It's there.
Or is it in your cooler? Is that why you brought that cooler
yes,
in
I knew that is my. That's a great idea.
I haven't even seen it yet.
I
haven't even seen that.
I saw it. Don't worry about it. I saw it.
Also, thank you very much. I'm terrible, terrible, terrible with names, but gentlemen said hello to me over the weekend. We took a bike ride up to Coronado. I'm just turning into Lance Armstrong.
Of course, yes.
Just cycling all over the mm-hmm. county at this point.
Yeah.
I want to say Luke. Jake, thank you. Very nice to meet you.
Sure about that?
Nope. I know it has four letters. He was making lasagna. I know what you were eating for dinner.
It was a
K. You
were
eating lasagna on Sunday night. You're wearing a pair of shorts, blue shirt. I'm just terrible with names. That's me, not you. Luke or Jake, I apologize. But it was very nice to meet you, and thank you for the things that you said about the show. Anything you want to shout out?
No.
Jay Riff?
Nope, I'm good.
Actually, all right. Yes.
All right.
I would like to shout out to my dad if he's listening somewhere up north. Hopefully he is. Road to Recovery? Shout out, Dad.
Shout out
yeah.
to Papa Caswell.
Yeah.
Who once upon a time showed me a picture of Martha
that, wasn't me.
That he had in his wallet.
Was not me.
It was just amazing.
That
she was wearing some
like
sort of kerchief around her
I
neck.
I was wearing a turtleneck.
At a tree.
Dude.
She was hanging out behind a tree.
How bad was it that was hair? How bad was that unrecognizable hair? I had a bouffant.
Your dad was very proud of you. Yes. He was very proud to say, this is my daughter. Mm. My daughter Martha. He showed me a picture. I was like, I don't know that name, and I don't know who this picture is.
Exactly.
He's like, Marty.
Yeah, I don't know who this person is.
We got to Marty, and then I was like, okay.
No.
Got it.
I'll shout out Discount Tires really quickly. I got a flat. They were really good to me yesterday.
They're the best.
They stayed open late.
Like, they saved you. They saved me.
They're
amazing.
They're really good.
Amazing.
I'm always happy to say Discount Tire.
Yeah.
They will do the repair work for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, that gets me going back. When I do need a tire, that's mm-hmm. exactly where I'm going to go.
Your tire light goes on. Because the sensors are malfunctioning, they'll let you know.
Award show for fans is back. Let's celebrate. It's the iHeartRadio Music Awards coming to Fox March 27. John and Jim next.